Yeah, so it's our market price watch this morning. It's a debut segment today, right here on Hello Fosako. So what we do on Market Price Watch is I personally go to the market a lot. So what I've been doing for the past 2 or 3 weeks, I've been going around markets in Choba, Alakaya, Rumosi, Ozoba, right? So I've been taking a look at some of the prices of some of the very common things people buy, right? And I asked some friends of mine who are in other parts of Port Harcourt, right? And we are now comparing prices. Now, the aim is every week, what we are going to be doing is we'll find out what the prices are of some of these very common goods, whether they're in the supermarkets or in the everyday markets, all right? And then we're going to share with you. And those of you who, you know, like to go to the market as well, you can call in and share with us where you bought yours. We don't really need specifics. You don't need to tell us the supermarket. No, we don't need to know that. But what area it is. And more importantly, if you're going to be looking for another place, another alternative, yes, because in some places, in some markets, Gary can be a little bit cheaper than another place. So won't be giving you that information every week, every Wednesday morning, right here on 92.3 Nigeria Info. Let's get straight to it, please.
And now, Hello Port Harcourt with Jude on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
So it's not just for the ladies, even you, the guys, whether you're a bachelor, whether you're married, it may give you an insight as to, you know, what exactly madam is doing in the kitchen and how much she might need, how much you need to be making extra, you know, with the inflation at 17.something% right now. So numbers to call: 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. So I'm going to start off with Transamali Markets, all right? The Slaughter Market area. You know, the Slaughter has been taken away from there. The Slaughter Market has been taken away, but yet people still buy food from around there. So that Slaughter Market area, and also Woji Markets. All right, so these are some of the prices that we got from last week. Now, King's Vegetable Oil goes for 1,500 naira. That's the 1 liter bottle. 1,500 naira. Flour for baking is now 26,000 naira. It's a lot of money. Then 1 kilo of chicken in that area, talking about Transamadi Woji area, was being retailed so last week at 2,000 naira. A kilo of turkey, 2,700 naira. Nor cubes, 750 naira. And then to make this even more interesting, Maggi crayfish seasoning cubes is now being retailed at 1,200 naira for the pack. If you're buying the whole pack. But if I was buying one, I think it's now 50 naira or so for one pack, just one wrap of the Maggi crayfish. Yeah, seasoning cube. Yeah, that, exactly. Now, egusi is being sold at 350 naira a cup. What they call the cigarette cup, right, is 350 naira a cup. Then gari, Transamadi area, 6,000 to 8,000 naira a basin. 6,000 to 8,000 naira a basin. Now, if you bought any of these items in recent days and you're in that area, please call in and either corroborate and maybe tell us if you have another alternative to where you're buying your stuff from. So that's from Transamadi area. Then let's get to Sangana Market. Yes, Sangana and Fruit Market. You know what they call, that's the fruit garden market. All right. So chicken is being sold at 2,050 naira per kg. So that's 50 naira more than in Woji area, 50 naira a kg. Turkey is 2,500 naira. Woo! A kilogram? That's expensive. What are those people eating turkey this period? Ah, the FCC should look into these people. Well, it's actually cheaper in Sangana than in Transamadi, right? Because Transamadi, the turkey was retailing for 2,700 naira. Then a goosey is 3,700 naira, all right, per custard. Wow, 3,700 naira per custard. Gary, 5,500 naira per basin. I don't know if it's white or yellow gari, because I think white gari is cheaper than yellow gari. Then onions is 2,300 per custard. Carrots are now sold at 700 naira per kilogram. That's in Food Garden and Sangana. And then palm oil, 11,000 naira for 10 liters of palm oil. So that means 1 liter, very more often than not, is about 900 naira. I bought 75 cl for 650 last week, right? 75 cl, you know, the water bottle, I bought at 650 last week. Let's see, Maggi chicken is 1,000 naira per pack. Then crayfish is now 3,000 naira per custard. It's expensive. Ngolo is 500 naira per cup. Yes, then 250 for isam. A good tuba of yam is 1,500 naira for tuba of yam. You gotta be joking. Whew. Then this is the one that blows my mind. Plantain, my favorite meal on this planet, is now being sold at 500 naira for 3 or 4 fingers. 500 naira for 3 or 4 fingers. Sometimes, depending on the size, as much as 1,000 naira as we speak. That's Sangana, by the way. 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello, good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
Your name is Abraham in Koro. Today, I went to buy cars, and cars were bought 9,000 and 10,000 today. The way things are going, because I don't go to market, but I normally buy gas. The fuel to the same thing. Fuel, they are selling for 180 now. From selling 180, 175. So things are very, very hard. Thank you very much. God bless.
All right, thank you very much. That's number three. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. Price market, market watch this morning, I beg your pardon.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning. Welcome to the debut of Market Price Watch.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
My name is Faridi Kinyadom, the radio governor, and I have my TVs.
Welcome.
Jude, yesterday I went to that Sangana market, my one. A cup of egusi is 300, and I bought 2 cups.
Okay.
Because I cooked egusi soup yesterday.
Okay.
Then scumbia ice fish, I normally do buy it for 800, 900, sometimes 1,000.
Okay.
The price don't increase, though. The typos.
How much did you buy your egusi?
Bought it yesterday, 1,002. The big one. Scumbia ice fish, typos. Price don't increase. Then gas. Now, wow.
How much you buy a kilogram?
3,000 naira for 1 kilo.
Really?
I bought it yesterday, 950.
950 a kilogram?
Yes. Yeah, kilogram, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Market Price Watch this morning. And Ima is speaking to us from Ebonyi. Good morning, Ima.
Good morning, bro, Jude.
Good morning, please. Welcome.
Yes, I heard you say that. $5,500.
Yes, in Sangana Market, yes. Yes, 5,500. How much is it in Ebonyi State?
Before it was a basin. A basin was 1,001 before.
Yes, that's before.
And you also mentioned the yam, a tuba of yam, 1,001.
It's not blessing, 1,500.
Hey, bro, Jude, where are we going to?
We're to the promised land. To the promised land. We'll make it. We'll make it. Don't worry. Dan is in a burial Muma. Dan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Yeah, Jude. That is the change. APC and Buhari brought to Nigeria. Even ordinarily. If you come to the community, every moment, you cannot buy leave of 50 naira any longer.
What kind of leave? Scent leave or Ugu?
Both Ugu. Both scent leave. The one where you go, squeeze. Full cup of glass with the water. Cup of glass. That one where they take.
Yes.
It's more than 50 naira now in the village where we are living.
Oh, it's more than 50 naira. Wow.
You should see the change. I told them that this APC coming with change. They are coming with a change.
Okay, all right. It's not really an APC thing, you know. Let's not get too sentimental. But once again, we're looking at the prices of regular commodities here. Now, to Choba. All right, let's get to Choba. Let me get my list out. Choba, this past week, what did I buy? I did buy oil. I made mention of that. 650 for about 75 CL. All right, let's see some of the things I made inquiry about from the Choba market. Choba Junction Market, right? Choba Junction Market. All right, so a cup of crayfish. They still sell the small ones for 100 and 200 naira, but I don't think they're adding it the way they used to add it before. So that's one thing. So crayfish looks a bit smaller. Then let's see. Onions, it depends on your bargaining power, right? You can get 200 naira onions, mid-sized onions. You could get about 6 to 8 pieces for 200 naira. And then... yes, granite oil, depending on what, if you're buying the refill, the one that they say that is a high quality, they're selling into bottles, that one retails for between 800 to 1,200, depending on the size that you're looking for. Let's see. Pepper. Pepper is expensive now. What was being displayed on the tables was 400 naira, and it was smaller than what I used to buy, you know, in previous weeks. So they say right now, pepper is a bit expensive, so 100 naira pepper might not do too much if you're cooking a large pot of soup. So you may want to get maybe 200 or 300 naira worth of peppers, depending on your taste buds. Then let's see now. Yes, the big cups, the milk cup for periwinkle, Isam, right? The peeled one, the one that they've removed from the shell, goes for 300 naira. Some will tell you 400 at first, right? Then you have to haggle, and then they give you about 300 or 350, depending on how many cups you are going to get, all right? Then yam. If you buy the yams from the Hausa guys, they usually retail some mid to small size yams for about 700, 800. Then the bigger tubers, they usually start off at 1,002 to 1,005 for a big tuber of yam. Then potatoes, sweet potatoes, they're being sold for 200 for about 3 or 4 potato bunches. So 500, the bigger ones go for about 500 naira in Choba Market. 90.3, hello Port Harcourt, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm actually laughing. You know, the subject matter is not funny at all. But the way you're handling it makes me like it's funny.
Well, we're passing information.
You already have the list, bro.
Yes.
It's really funny. It means that you have a first-hand information.
Oh, yes.
It's not like somebody told you. Person noted you. Use your hand. See. Bro, the thing is alarming. You know, some few years ago, I used to go buy chicken. You can get a very big size chicken for 3,000, 3,000. Those same size of chicken you can buy for 3,000, 3,500. Now, at 7K, you will even be begging for it. At 7K. Then, the bread, oh, bros, bread is... There is nothing you can leave out of this list. Generally, everything is almost triple the price or times two the price.
Chima, there's some markets that are cheaper than others. Take for example, in Choma, for example, you can get spaghetti, pasta, right, for about 380 to 420. In some supermarkets in Choba and all the way to NTA Junction, they retail those same packs of spaghetti and pasta for about 450 to 500 naira as of last week, 480, right? But if you go into the market, you will get pasta for about 380 to 400 naira for a pack, depending on the brand. Brown is in GRA. Brown, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome to Market Watch.
Thank you very much. You see, I have a little dimension to this issue we are discussing about. This high price of commodities is really alarming these days. There was a man I know in my area, actually. This man, before, he used to give his wife some amount of money to go to market and buy things. You know, when the wife bought those things, bought meat and fish, the man will use rope. Okay, all those fish that normally scattered in the pot.
Yeah.
The man will practically use rope and tie those fish before the wife will put it inside the pot so it will not scatter. At the end of the day, the wife will bring out the pot and the man will make sure that the whole item is intact and complete.
Mm.
It's funny, actually, it's funny, but that's what he used to do. But these days, because of the high cost of things, women, we're supposed to increase the level of amount of money we are giving to our wives.
Mm.
You know, this is a clamor call for all men. Unlike those days that we used to give our wives 5,000, 4,000, or thereabout, depends on the kind of suit, to go to market. And when the person comes back, we'll be like, madam, maybe we'll start suspecting that when madam has hide some money and all that. It's no longer that way.
Mm.
Any man that used to do such a thing should now rethink, because going to market to buy things, everything has truncated. So if we are giving our wives money to go to market, we also increase, knowing that as they are going to market to buy, definitely the price they used to buy last month, it will never remain the same price that they will buy. So this is just a key.
Well, once some of these external factors come through or come down, we may get back to what was the norm. All right, so we'll go on a break. When we come back, we're talking about the other items on my list. And once again, join in and share with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, we are back with Market Price Watch this morning. 27 minutes to the top of the hour. My name is Drew. Now, the program is designed to get you informed about the latest prices, retail prices, in your part of Port Harcourt. So please call in either to confirm or verify. We hope that this information will help you make better decisions as you go out to shop. I've met people who would travel, yes, literally travel a distance to go get items from another place because it was much cheaper. In quotes, I'm referring to a certain uncle of mine who only bought things from the village in Edo State. So once every month, he drives down to Edo State, he buys the gari, he buys the fufu, he buys everything and comes, and we are good for another 3 months or thereabouts. Anywho. So, but for those of you who cannot make that trip, who cannot afford to do that, well, we'll be sharing with you the prices of these items, in particular from the various locations that we can get information from. Now, if you are just joining us and you're listening to us as well, please, you can call in and share with us your market price list for the past week. How much is some of the items we'll make mention of on the show in your place? Now, I didn't get anybody from Rupoku, unfortunately, but if you're in Rupoku, for example, all right, you can call in and tell us how much certain items are at the moment. My name is Jude. Let's get back to the program. (01) 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp, Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. So somebody here sent a message. Said, "You please, what's the price of Semovita?" Well, there are different brands of Semovita, but on the average, right? Let me check my list right now. Let's see. Did we check for Semovita? Yes, we did. Right. So on the average, Semovita of the 5 kilogram pack, right, retails for between 4,200 to 4,500 in Choba Axis. Once again, if you go to the markets, right, to the main market, to the junction market, there are some shops inside. The prices vary slightly to the supermarkets, all right? So the prices that we are sharing with you are both from the supermarkets and the everyday outdoor market, so the open air markets. All right, so that's what we're doing this morning. All right, so in Choba, right, it retails between 4,200 to 4,500 for a 5 kilogram pack of Semovita. Some brands are actually about 5,000 naira, right? Some brands are about 5,000 naira. Then let's talk about protein, meat, beef. Now, there's no standardized price. Only when you go to the supermarkets where they sell to you per kilogram, per weight, all right? But if you're going to the market, it's basically your bargaining power that determines how much meat you can buy. Now, I observed, right, that a leg of goats, right, a leg of goat, the hind legs of goat now, depending on the size of goat, is between 3,500 and wait for it, 5,000 naira. Yes. Between 3,500 and 5,000 naira for the hind leg of a goat. So depending on the size. So if it's a big goat, chances are the butcher wants to sell it to you at about 4,500 or 5,000 naira. Once again, your bargaining skills, right, will be needed to get what you want. But for goats, that's the amount. Then for the neck of the goat, it's about 2,200, right, to 2,500 naira. For the neck of the goat. And then for the entrails, you know, that would be, you know, the shaki and all those other parts. They usually sell those for about 1,000 to 1,005. Once again, depending on your bargaining power. Now, I did not go to Rumokoro, right? I didn't go to Rumokoro, so I cannot tell you how much the goat is being sold for at Rumokoro Market. But if you do know, please call in and share with us your information. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. That's the female caller number. WhatsApp, Telegram, available 0809-030-6416. Good morning, Jude. What you're saying is true. Unfortunately, it's not just the price increase that's alarming, it's the quality and the pack sizes have reduced. Take, for instance, the pasta you mentioned. A year ago, I don't use a complete pack for my family, but now I use one whole pack and I don't get the same share. Same goes for noodles and confectionaries, biscuits and candies. It's just so sad and depressing. Whenever the salary comes, your mind is filled with trepidation as to how to be prudent enough just so your funds will finish before the third week. Yes, yes, yes. Many people are going through that. Tony says, good morning. There's been a continuous global price increase. Developed economies are feeling it as well. It's not about Buhari and APC. I agree. One of the countries recently banned filling stations from selling fuel to individuals except company vehicles. I think that's Sri Lanka, right? Yeah. Sri Lanka has banned sale of petrol to non-essential services. Okay? All right. So it says we should leave sentiment and hate in reactions to issues. All right. Thank you very much. All right. Somebody saying, Jude, how do you know the price of Ungolo? Hello? I go to the market. Where's that? Let me. Okay, so Ungolo is between 200 small. What do you call it? Small display packs, right? The small cups, 200, and the bigger cups, 500 naira. Then shrimps, fresh shrimps, live shrimps, right? In Choba, they usually put them on display for 200 and 500 and 1,000 naira. But I hear in Creek Road Market, it's cheaper. I hear fresh fish and shrimps are cheaper at Creek Road Market. I don't know how much they are. I did not visit Creek Road Market. I didn't get anybody to share that information with me. So if you do have that information, please do call in and share with us. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp, Telegram, available on 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. We're talking about Price Watch this morning. We're looking at commodities, all right? Let's see. All right, Cyril says things are increasing every day. My wife bought a small bottle of red oil, 700 naira. Okay, all right. This one says that we're not ready for the conversation. From washing soap to bread to food items, we're in serious mess. I can't even buy bread again. Yes, and that's my favorite. Well, bread is obviously on the increase for a plethora of reasons. One, the war in Ukraine is a big problem. So grain, flour, is becoming more expensive because a lot of people around the world use bread every day. One, and then diesel prices are also on the increase. So a regular loaf of bread from some bakeries last year used to retail at about 450 for a loaf. Now it's about 700-800, and I gather that for those very big jumbo loaves, they're about 1,100 naira now. When you buy them at the junctions, right? So that those are, but there's still some brand of bread that's retail for 150, 170, and 500 naira, right? A loaf. Victor is in Diobu. Victor, good morning, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, everything on the right. Palm oil. The Dragolis bottle is now, I think, 1.3.
That's the big one. That's the 1.5 liters. Oh, dear. Okay. Well, now, please, I do know there's an inflation problem, right? We're not having this program to tell you that there is or there isn't. We know there is. But we're opening a portal that you can make decisions, all right, from different markets. I've mentioned Choba, I've mentioned Sangana, and also Transamadi markets and Woji markets. So the idea is to give you an option. Maybe you go somewhere else to buy some of these items, all right, that you can or that you regularly use, all right? Okonkwo is on the line. Let's get to hear from Okonkwo. Okonkwo is calling us from Rumokuta this morning. Okonkwo, good morning to you, please.
Yes, bro, good morning.
Good morning.
The high cost of commodities in the market. I sent my son to buy close up paste that I did buy 300 naira before. He came back and told me that they sent 500 naira.
Well,
I told him, give me my money. I can carry my teeth like that.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't do that. But there are alternatives.
Dude, I said to my son again, provides have been thick. He came back and told me that they say 200 naira. I told him, give me back my money. Brother Jude, the country and our cities is in trouble.
Yeah, no, there is.
Thank you.
There's an inflation problem, but that's why there are alternatives. Now, speaking of alternatives, full cream milk. There's a particular brand of full cream milk that retails for about 18 naira a sachet. So if you buy a roll of 10, it's about 800. But there's another brand that doesn't go for that same price. In fact, the other brand is about 65 naira for the sachet. So that means that roll is 650. So rather than buying 800 or spending 800 naira or 850, depending on where you are, you can take an alternative. That's what we want to do. We want to be able to provide you alternative. Now let's get back to pasta. All right. So pasta retails between 380 to 420, 450 in some places. Right. And then noodles is also on the increase. Now, the small pack of noodles for the very popular brand is about 100 naira now, and the carton is about 3,008, if I'm not mistaken. Let's get that information accurate. Can I quickly get onto my page? All right, let's try and get that up right now. Aha, here we go. Yes, so it's about 3,008 for regular noodles carton, but there are other brands that don't cost as much. So while you can buy a pack of noodles at 100 naira. There are some that are being sold at 75 or 80 naira. Once again, please, when you go to the market, look for these alternatives. No one's saying you must buy what you're used to. Try something. It may just be as good. Yes, there's also that worry that it may not be as good as what you are used to. But we're trying to talk about, you know, maintaining, you know, a certain level of normalcy. You know, trying to make whatever it is that you earn go for longer. Then detergent, right? So detergents right now are pretty much in a good place. There are so many brands of detergent. Some very popular ones, you know, retail for about 700, 500. The sachets now, you have some for 100 naira, you have some for 200 naira, and you also have some for 150. All right, so with detergents, you have a cherry of pickings. All right, so if you're used to one and it's now expensive, please go for another and you'll be able to get your clothes washed. Now, the one that's obviously a big problem for a lot of people is sardines. In Lagos, at one point in time, sardines were being retailed at 650 naira for a can of sardine. In Port Harcourt, it's about 450, 550, depending on the brand, right? Depending on the brand, it's about 450, 550. So you make your choice. If you're a big sardine fan, you have the choice of getting one or more, you know, from a particular brand. And this is Choba and this is Ada George prices, right? I don't know about Transamadi, Garrison, or Town prices. I don't know, but I do know that the shops around these parts, the parts I just mentioned, Choba or Zorba and Ada George, retail sardines between 450 and 550 a can, right? So in the supermarket and in the markets as well, you can go up, make your comparisons, all right? And then what other items do we, you know, go into before we wrap up this morning? We've talked about detergents. Let's see now. Aha, yes. Rice and gari, very staple. Rice, gari, and beans, very staple. A cup of beans now is about 130, 140, depending if it's the iron beans, brown beans, or honey beans, right? Depending. So some places in Choba, I've seen them sell at 140, 145, 150 as well. Rice in some places retails for about the same amount, you know, 120 a cup, 130 a cup for rice. Then the bag, well, the bag of rice, it varies. It varies based on the brand and those people who want to buy imported. Now, I did hear that some unscrupulous individuals are selling rice in made Nigerian packs, meanwhile they are not made in Nigerian rice, and vice versa, in a bid to make more money. All right, so I would advise you to go to a trusted market and a trusted trader, you know, to get those things. So a bag of rice is about 26,000 naira. In some places, 27,000. In some markets, in some supermarkets, I've actually seen the 50 kg bag for 22,000 naira. Obviously, I can't name names, but once again, they are within these areas, right? I've seen a 50 kg bag for about 22,000 naira, but on the average is between 23 to 26,000 for the 50 kg bag. Then the 25 kg bag is about 14,500 or 13,500, depending on who you're buying from. What else? Beans. Oh yeah, beans is another big deal. Now, I couldn't get the price for a bag of beans, but the basin is about 8,000, right? 8,000, 8,500. Some people said at 9,000 naira. Yeah, so that one I do know of. Let's see, what else do we share with you before we leave? Aha, vegetable oil. Yeah, vegetable oil. I think for 5 liters, it's about 4,700 to 5,500 naira, depending on the brand. Some are even more expensive. The 10 liters is about 10,500 or 11,000 naira. Once again, based on the brand. So don't forget, you have soya bean oil, you have vegetable oil, sunflower oil. All these are cooking oil. So all of them have a variance in their price ranges. So depending on what you want, all right, please be very careful and be specific and make a proper choice. In Transamadi, the oil is slightly cheaper. I don't know why. In Transamadi markets, it's slightly cheaper than it is over here. I really don't know why, but there you go. So if you want to buy oil, yeah, it's best you go over to Transamadi area and buy your oil. Once again, if you want to buy the fish, talking about the fresh fish and the seafood items, your best bet is Creek Road Market, right? Your best bet is Creek Road Market. Now, for those of you who are in this part of East West Road, Alu and the Co and the likes, the best bet for you to get some of these items is Choba Junction Market. However, Ozoba Market actually has very good deals for some products, for some items. So Ozoba Market is very good. Then also, Boundary Market in Alu. Yes, Boundary Market is another place to get decent deals for Gary. Gary is slightly cheaper at Boundary Market because it's still in the rural area. So Boundary Market in Alu, you can get there and you can get Gary slightly cheaper than anywhere else. But it's still between 550 for a small bowl and 1,100 for the big custard pack. Yes. 92.3, good morning.
Hello?
Hello, good morning, please.
Yeah, good morning. Is that Nigeria Info?
Yes, please. Good morning.
Please, I want to explain something. Sometimes I want to partake in this phone call, this thing. I don't know how to go about it.
You've just done so. You just called, and you patch yourself into the studio, and you make your suggestions or your comments. That's it. There's no special...
I beg your pardon.
There's no special process. You just call in like you have done right now, and we take the call and we listen to you. That's all. You make your comments. That's all.
Okay.
Yes.
That's all, eh?
That's all. There's no special process to it, please.
It's okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Great to hear from you. This one here says, Drew, what about fresh fish? Oh, yes. Catfish. Depend on the size, between 700, some will sell for you 600, and then they get as high as 2,000, 2,500 naira for a big catfish. So, yes, thank you for that reminder about the catfish. So, between 600 and 700 naira for small, medium size, about 1,000, 1,200, some 1,500. Rumo Sea, they sell at 1,500. And then Choba 2, Choba Junction, you get to see the big one for 2,000 naira. All right, so that's the information I have for you today on Market Price Watch. Next week, we'll get more items. We'll be comparing last week and this week and see what we have for you when the time comes. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt returns.